In Carlisle, the rescue operation continued late into the night. The most vulnerable saved from their saturated homes, and still more rain headed in. Lifeboat crews from across the country have been involved, joining the police, the fire service, even the army. The police offering comfort and support when it was needed.
It's actually staggering on two fronts. The number of people that have been involved, and they've been streaming out. I think we've rescued, amongst the emergency services, over 300 people today. But on another front, it's the way all the emergency services have pulled together.
From the air, the imagery is stark. The region's famous lakes have grown in size and in number, water now covering what were green fields. The town of Keswick was one of many to be badly hit. The Greeta River made a torrent by the exceptional rainfall, its silt-laden waters invading homes and flooding them up to the windowsills. Many residents say they just weren't told to expect floods of this magnitude.
On this occasion, we got a warning at about 6:30 in the morning. But we didn't really get a warning that it was going to be as bad as what it ended up being. And we didn't have a warning the day before, that the weather front was coming in. So I think it could have been a bit forecast a bit better than maybe it has been.
In Lancaster, a submerged substation means tens of thousands are still without power. Outpatient appointments at the local hospital are cancelled, and the University of Cumbria expects to be without electricity until at least this evening. Several roads are now completely unpassable, and three bridges have been washed away. The towns are better protected than ever before, but more than a month's rainfall in just 24 hours proved too much. This wall here in Keswick is just one small part of the £6 million worth of flood defences that have been installed since the floods of 2005 and 2009. But here, and in many other places in Cumbria, they simply weren't up to the job. And as the clean-up begins, the frustration grows.
I spent £6 million on flood defences.
It hasn't worked. And it's not just the flood defences, it's also the sewage as well. Basically, the water from there, the pressure from there was forcing the water up and it was just coming out. If they'd actually cleaned these drains a lot quicker, none of this would have happened.
Flood defences can't get rid of water altogether. They only move it somewhere else. But already questions are being asked about the efficiency and the capability of the multi-million pound schemes now in place here in the northwest. Fraser Maud, Sky News, Cumbria.